Rusty just couldn't get enough of some of those TV shows back in the 1980s, so he did his best to recreate some of what he saw during his youth. What came to be is this edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
Then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have Arc County right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Machinery Pete's having a huge summer unreserved online dealer auction in conjunction with Big Iron. Visit machinerypete.com/auction to start bidding now. Find that piece of equipment you've been looking for. Get yourself a great deal. Go to machinerypete.com/auction to see what's for sale. Every piece of equipment sells absolute. This is one auction you can't miss. Items are open for bidding now and close August 1st. Go to machinerypete.com/auction. Unreserved, lien free, no buyer fees. Start bidding now at machinerypete.com/auction.
Rusty Robinson has always been fascinated with cars, especially cars he saw on screen.
Growing up in the 80s, every TV show had a car, and a lot of times the car was a bigger star than the character. You know, A-Team, Fall Guy, Dukes of Hazzard, Knight Rider, Starsky and Hutch.
And Rusty points out those cars truly were the stars that people wanted to interact with.
The General Lee here, you know, he got more fan mail than all the other actors combined.
But as Rusty's childhood faded, his love of those movie cars only grew stronger. He wanted to own some of them.
I bought a General Lee. It wasn't really nice or anything, you know, and just having that, I knew that I had to have another one, you know, and the second car kind of was that DeLorean, you know. I wanted a DeLorean. It calls it Back to the Future.
In the beginning, Rusty would just find a car like the one in the movies and use his own self-taught skills to make a real-to-life replica. But he was also looking for the actual cars from those movies. He and his dad just kept them at the house, but word spread of the collection they were creating.
I was standing in front of the shop one day, and this BMW pulls up with out-of-state tags, and they said, this was the beginning of the internet, you know, kind of. They said, are you the guy that's got all those cars? And I said, yeah. They said, can we look? And I said, well, sure, if you want to come in here and look, you know, I don't mind. And they had just found me on the internet, you know, so I thought, well, if I can, I'd love to put them where people could actually see them instead of sitting in the garage, you know.
So Rusty decided to begin his own movie car museum. He bought a building where people could come and see some of the actual cars and replicas he had assembled. It's quite a collection, and we'll take you inside next time as we travel the countryside. In Jackson, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McRae.